It's time to fill in the blanks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This is your chance to participate in today's commentary by simply filling in the
blanks.
Right. Today is Thursday, and if it's Thursday, that means there must be a story about
a data breach.
Yes, and not just a data breach, but a data breach that is
worse than we thought.
Exactly. But there's a difference with this latest data breach because this involves a website called Ashley Madison, which made money by helping married men
cheat on their wives.
Yes. Now, we can all agree that hacking into, for example, medical records is bad. And hacking tax returns?
Bad.
Exposing credit card numbers?
Bad.
Revealing nude photos of celebrities? That's bad.
Yes, very bad.
But this Ashley Madison leak was deliberately staged by hackers to embarrass men who wanted to cheat. And if you made a promise to be faithful, cheating
is bad.
Which is why many people think that this hack is morally justified.
Interesting.
Yes, and yet, we must also consider this. According to various reports, at least 30 million Ashley Madison accounts have been exposed, right? Now, cheating may be bad, but if 30 million people are doing it, it waters down the shame considerably. In fact, what it tells you is that cheating is almost
normal.
Well, yes, for fully 10% of the population. So I don't think we can dismiss these people as simply cheaters. These are citizens who share a unique set of values, which I believe would make them
a special interest group.
Yes. In fact, I bet they've already hired a lobbyist. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.